Same.
It did come on the screen.
No, did it?
It did. It did in one go. I saw it up there. Do you want to give it a go?
I'll just use this.
I'll just use it then.
Yeah, just use it.
Okay.
Use this.
Okay. Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好.
We had a few technical hitches, but everything's running well.
我们有一些技术上面的难处，但是都没问题了.
I may get a sore neck looking. Oh, there it is. There you are. It's done. Well done.
That's from there.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. So this is our Bible reading this morning.
这是今天我们早上要读的经文.
And it is taken from the book of Proverbs.
是真言书.
And there is I'm going to read just from the one proverb. We just selected a few verses.
我们选了几节的经文, 但是我只会念一节.
And these verses, we will use a few other books, words from Proverbs also. Can I do it? All right, let's we'll read together. Oh, yeah, you press that one. Thank you. Let's read together. The plans. Oh, sorry. When our brother's ready. Okay. No chair. Has he plugged it in? Shall we try? Just have a little patience. The book of Proverbs is about wisdom. Do we know the difference between wisdom and knowledge? Do you know the difference? If you are asked, what's the difference between wisdom and knowledge?
你知不知道这个 知识和智慧的这个区别在哪里?
Well, you may know about a subject.
你也许知道 一个事情或者一件东西.
For instance, if you are a chemist, you could mix different compounds and make poison.
如果你是一个化学家的话, 你可以把不同的东西, 也许把一些的东西组合起来, 就是成为一个好像有毒的.
But if you drink it, you're a fool.
但是如果你把这个毒的东西 喝下去的话, 那你是一个愚蠢的人。
So we can have the knowledge, but we may have no wisdom.
这就是说, 你也许有这个知识, 但是你却没有智慧。
So wisdom is what we live by.
那我们这个智慧就是我们所 活的。
So that's why the book of Proverbs is very good for us for wisdom.
这个就是为什么这个 真言书对我们来说是一本非常好的书, 它给我们有很多的智慧。
Okay, shall we read together those first verses, verses 1 and 2?
我们一起来读真言书第16章第1到第2节。
The plan, we read together, the plan,
我们一起来读, 心中的谋算在乎人,
of the heart,
舌头的应对由于耶和华。
The answer of the Don't worry. All right, if you have a Bible, I think you better turn to it. It's verse 3 now.
我们现在来看第三节.
It's in our Psalm. Sorry, it's in our Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, we're going to read. Anyway,
我们一起来读第三节.
I'll get my brother to read it, all right? And I'll read softly. You can
你所做的,
commit your work
要交托耶和华,
to the Lord, and your plan
你所谋的,
shall be established. Verse 4,
第四节,
the Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble. Verse 9,
第九节,
the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Verse 25.
第25节,
there is a way that seems
有一条路人以为正，最终成为死亡之路。
In verse
33, 第33节
a lot is cast into the lap, 便
放在怀里，
但是 very decision is from the Lord. Good. What we want to consider today is what we saw. I have plans, and then God's plans.
那今天我们要来看的就是啊，我有一个计划，那神也有他的计划。
And what we want to understand is guidance.
那我们要明白的就是这个引导、指引。
You know, some things of the will of God are very plain. Some things of the will of God are very plain.
啊，就是说，神的旨意是非常清楚的。
For instance, the Bible says.You're not to have any other God but Him.
举例来说，圣经上说你不可侍奉敬拜别的神。
You're not to bow down and worship idols.
你不能够拜偶像。
You're not to lie, you're not to steal, you're not to murder.
你不能够说谎、偷窃和杀人。
That's very clear, isn't it?
这是非常清楚的，是不是呢？
But in life, we need also guidance.
但是在我们的生活中，我们也需要有指引。
Because...We have to make decisions.
因为我们要做决定。
And either we make or break our life by decisions.
那就是说我们这个决定呢就是会影响到我们的一生的。
And we can ask, is this the right person to marry?
举例来说我们可能会问这是不是一个我应当娶的或者嫁的人呢
Should I marry that person or should I not marry the person?
我应当娶这个人或者嫁给这个人呢
Should I do this course or should I not do it?
我是应当学这个科目呢还是学另一个科目
Should I move my house to somewhere else?
或者我是不是应当搬家了
But in these matters, we need guidance.
在这些的事上我们需要有一个的引导
So what I want to just do three things this morning.
所以今天早上我们要来看三件事情
I will first, we'll look at the mystery of God's guidance.
第一件事我们要来看的就是神指引的奥秘
And then we'll, secondly, we'll look at how does God give us guidance.
那第二个我们要怎样的来指引我们
And then we'll look at the guidance that God purchases for us.
那第三个我们要来看的就是神为我们付出了指引的代价
So we begin with the mystery of God's guidance.
那我们先来看神指引的这个奥秘在哪里
So what I want to say is often it is what we call in English paradoxical.
首先我要说的就是在英语中我们常常会用一个字好像就是矛盾
It appears right, but it's wrong
它看上去好像是对的但是其实呢是错的
Or appears wrong, but it's right
有些是看上去是错的但是呢其实是对的
You've got it, good Right, well, all together now Alright, so we'll do this proverb Let's read this one. It's 21 verse 5. We can read it together.
让我们一起来读《箴言书》第二十一章第五节。
It's here anyway.
Yeah.
The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. So here we see
这里我们看到
that diligence can be what we call sometimes strategic.
就是说这个殷勤好像有时候是一些策略性的。
You know, you hear it in the corporate world, strategic planning.
你常常在那个公司里面听到就是说策略性的计划。
You have to be wise and have to understand situations, positions, and plan strategically.
你必须要有智慧你要知道你所处的这个情形和你要做的这个计划。
Because the proverb says you will have abundance.
因为箴言书这样告诉我们如果我们这样殷勤筹划的话呢就自足丰裕
But everyone that is either hasty or rash irresponsible when he makes he'll come to poverty
那如果你是急躁的或者你是没有责任心的那做事的话呢那可能就你就会有缺乏
In other words we are responsible for the plans we make.
那换一句话说，我们是对我们自己所做的计划负有责任心的。
And we are accountable not only to ourselves, to God, and to others around us.
我们不单是对我们自己，对神，我们也是对我们周围的人有责任的。
And if I'm slack and lazy and careless, I will come to nothing.
如果我是懒惰的，我是毫不在乎的话呢，那我就会有问题了。
So we do have to plan in life.
所以在我们的生活中，我们必须要有计划。
But now I want to show you this proverb.
那现在我要给你看这一句经文。
Proverbs 16:33.
那就是在箴言书第十六章三十三节。
Let's read it together.
那我们一起来读。
The lot.In the old days, they would have lots.
那在古时代呢，就是有那个签了，好像抽签了。
Because it was the way God led the nation of Israel.
那这个是神带领以色列人当时的其中一个方法。
And if we read even Acts chapter 1, that's how the apostles.Chose the 12th apostle Matthias to replace Judas.
那这个就是如果你看那个使徒行传的话，你就是看到当时的信徒们，他们就是用这个方法来选出一个使徒来代替那个犹大。
Yeah, so the high priest had a vestment was doubled.
那个大祭司呢，有穿的这个衣服。
And he had two things they called Urim and Thummim. They're in the Old Testament. Anyway, that's about it. Urim and Thummim.
就是他们穿的这个衣服。
And to find the will of God for the nation Israel, he put his hands in. We don't really know what was inside.
所以他们要当时他们要知道神旨意的话呢，这个大祭司就会把手放在这个口袋里面。
But that's how they found the will of God.
他就抽出一个签来，这个就是他们知道。神的旨意是怎么样
？And as you can see, the lot is cast into the lap. Maybe might be we can flip a coin and do that. It's similar.
那就好像我们今天要猜一件事情的话，有时候人就会用那个硬币朝上面翻一下，然后看是那个头还是尾。
But the Bible says the decision was from God.
但是圣经告诉我们，这个决定呢是从神而来的。
So now we have two things. We have man's responsibility to making plans, and yet we see God's determination and sovereignty in those plans.
所以我们在这里看到有两件的事情，就是人的责任，做计划的这个责任和神的定义。
So we have two things.
所以我们有两件事情。
Now we read now, as you read, we read our Proverbs 16 verse 1.
所以我们现在来看箴言书第十六章第一节。
The plans of the heart belong to man.
心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的应对由于耶和华。
But it says the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
但是前面半段的经文说心中的谋算在乎人，那后半段的经文说舌头的应对由于耶和华。
And then we read our verse 9.
然后看第九节
the heart
人心筹算自己的道路为耶和华指引他的脚步
so now you've got two things
现在这里有两件的事
we are responsible for our plans
我们对我们的计划负责任
we are accountable for our plans
我们要对我们的所做的计划有责任心
we make foolish plans we suffer
如果我们做一个愚蠢的决定的话呢计划的话呢，那我们就要受到这个又有这个后果。
And yet we see that our plans are fully determined by God.
同时，我们也看到我们的计划是完全由神来定的。
See,
定义的。
Most people can never put these two things together.
所以很多的人常常不能够把这两件的事情放在一起。
They call it man's accountability and God's sovereignty.
那就是神的这个永远的这个旨意和人的这个责任。
Because most people have what we call a fatalistic idea of planning.
因为我们常常人就是有自己的想法，我们的计划应该怎样的。
There used to be a song, an old one. It was a Spanish word, que sera, sera. Do you ever remember that? The word English means whatever will be, will be.
就是有一首的诗歌，是西班牙语的，但其中有一句话的意思就是说，不管什么要发生，一定要发生的。
And it says, the future's not ours, you see.Whatever will be, will be.
所以这个未来不在我们的掌控当中，不管什么事要发生的都会发生的。
In other words, people think, well, whatever I plan, whatever I determine, I have no control over my destiny.
所以常常换一句话说，人就是说，不管我是怎样计划，我是怎样打算的，我的前途不在我自己的掌控当中。
And then the other side of philosophy is, you make your own plan.
另一半的人说，你做你自己的计划。
And you determine your own future.
你定你自己的未来。
So always make it a good one.
所以你一定要做一个好的计划。
And so you have these two sides because they can't see the two truths of the Bible.
因为你，所以你就看到这有两方面的人，他们真的都不能够看见圣经中的真理。
We plan.
我们计划
and yet God determines,
然后神来定义
the outcome of it.
神来定义这个结果会怎样的。
Is that right?
这是不是对的呢？
Stop now. Where are we?
我们停一下，我们现在在哪里？
31st of December.
我们今天是2017年12月31号。
Okay. Behind us is 2017.
在我们的后面是2017年。
12 months ago, we were standing at this point in 2016.
那十二个月之前我们也站在这里。
Now tell me, you've made some plans that last year?
你告诉我，你在去年这个时候你是不是做过有一些的计划？
And did they come to pass?
那这些计划是不是有成就了呢？
But one thing we're confident.
但是有一件事我们是能够有信心有自信的。
That the Lord has guided us to this day.
那就是神一直把我们带到今天这个地步。
I want to say this, that guidance is something that God does more than what he gives.
那我要说的就是神常常在许多的事上都是指引我们的。
You got that?
你相信吗？
Well, you can't see it.
因为你不能够看到。
You know, most people say, I want to know, can you tell me what I can do, and what course I should do, and what I should tell me?
我们常常说，我们常常会问人，你要告诉我，我应当选什么科目来读。
There is, here it is, you do it.
那人就会说，这个就是科目，你要学这个。
And that's very good.
这是很好的。
But remember,
但是请我们记得，
God gives guidance.
神给我们指引。
How did you get here today?
你今天怎样来到这里的？
It was God who guided us.
是神把我们带领到这里。
How did we get through that last year of 2017?
我们是怎样度过过去这个2017年的？
God guided us.
神带领了我们过来。
So, let us always keep those two things in view.
所以让我们常常记得这两件的事。
We are 100% free to plan.
我们可以百分之一百的有这个百分之一百的自由来做自己的计划。
And our plans are 100% God determined.
那我们的计划呢是百分之一百的由神来决定的。
Got it?
明白吗？
It's not human reasoning.
这个不是人的这个理性的东西能够来明白的。
It's the word of God.
这是神的话。
I think it was Spurgeon who said, "It's like two railway lines."
我记得好像是斯布珍他这样说过，好像是有一个火车的轨道。
He said, "Man's responsibility."
就两条轨道，一条是人的责任。
And God's sovereignty.
那另一条是神的主权。
Never try and bring them together.
你不能够永远不要把这两条轨道合在一起。
Otherwise, the train will derail.
不然的话，这个火车呢就会翻车的。
So we have those two things. We keep them parallel.
我们有这两件的事，我们要给他们在这个平行线上。
Now, Another thing we should understand about plans.
另一件事我们要明白的就是关于我们的计划。
Is sometimes the answers of our plans are delayed.
那就是有的时候啊，神对我们计划的这个回应呢，好像是延迟的。
Let's read our proverb, verse 4 of chapter 16.
让我们来读，来看箴言书第十六章第四节。
The Lord,
耶和华所造的各是其用，就是恶人也为祸患的日子所造。
We also have a New Testament verse like this.
我们在新约中也有类似的这样的经文。
I think everyone knows it. It's Romans 8:28.
那就是在罗马书第八章第二十八节。
What does it say? All things work together for what?
那就是说万事都互相效力。
For good. Even bad things, God can work it for what? Good.
甚至是一些我们看上去不好的事，神也能够让它成为对我们有益处的。
Here we see the sovereignty of God.
这里我们看到神的主权。
Now it's not that God is wicked, in any way like that.
这并不是说神好像是恶的。
But it shows us that God is the first cause.
那这就让我们看见神是那个起初。
And sometimes in our life, we want answers.Immediately.
有的时候在我们的生活中我们常常需要立刻达到一个答案。
But sometimes we don't get the answer.
但是呢我们有的时候不是马上就能够达到这个答案的。
When we think of the life of Joseph,
让我们想到那个约瑟他的一生。
It took nearly 20 odd years to see God's fulfillment in his life.
那就是在他的一生中我们看到将近有二十多年的时间神的旨意在他的身上才成全。
He was hated by his brothers.
他的弟兄都恨他。
He was cast into a pit and sold as a slave.
他被他的弟兄们扔到一个坑里面卖掉给那个埃及人做奴隶。
He was accused of rape and cast into prison.
他被他的主人的那个妻子恶告诬告为他那个有奸淫。
And then,When he was 30 years old, he was brought out.
但是当他30岁的时候，他就出来了。
And it took another 9 years before he saw the recovery and the restoration of his brothers.
那就是另外又过了9年，他才看到他的弟兄们他们的悔改。
So we see in our life, sometimes the plans of God are not quite our plans.
所以我们看到在我们的生活中很多的时候我们的计划好像不是我们自己的计划。
But the thought is that the Lord is guiding our life even through the bad things or the unpleasant things of life.
但是事实是神实在是在凡事上引导我们即使在一些我们人看为不顺的事上。
Because, you know, a lot of people say, if God doesn't answer me by Monday,Then I'm not going to serve him.
有的人我们听到有的时候人也说，如果神在礼拜一不回答应我的话，我就不再服侍他了。
Or when things go not according to their plans, they say, "Why has God done this to me?"
如果我们有的时候看到有的人他们的计划不能够成功的话，他们就说，神为什么这样对我
？They get angry with God.
他们对神有那个愤怒。
And they want to blame him for everything.
他们要责怪神在一起。所有的事上来责怪神。
But that's why we have to see that God is guiding.
所以这就是为什么我们要看到神是在指引我们。
And because of my circumstances, it may be very unobvious to me.
但是因着我自己个人的情形，也许神的引导并不是那样的明显。
And yet, I just keep my focus.Upon the Lord.
那我就应当仍然把我的这个眼睛定睛在主的身上。
So what we'll do, let's just recap that and we move on.
那我们接下来要看的就是要来回顾一下。
So remember we're 100% free to plan.
那就是记得我们是有100%的自由来自己的计划。
Our plans are 100% God determined.
我们的计划是100%由神来决定的。
And sometimes our plans are delayed.
有的时候我们的计划好像是迟延了。
All right, let's move now to this one. How does God give guidance?
那我们来看神怎样的给我们指引。
I will bring this verse. I think it's one many of us know. And I'll use the third verse of the 16th chapter of Proverbs.
那就是我们要来看箴言书第十六章第三节。
Commit your works.
你所做的要交托耶和华，
Lord,
你所谋的就必成立。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是不是很美吗？
And of course, everyone looks at that and says, "Wow, that's great. That's really wonderful."
所以我们常常看到听到很多人就说啊，那这是非常好的事。
I'll be successful.
啊，我会成功了。
And all I got to do is tell Lord, this is what I want, and that's what I'll be doing. Lord, I commit it all to you.
那我所要做的就是把我要做的告诉神说，主啊，神啊，这是我所要做的，然后神要负责的。
But that's not what it means.
但是这并不是这里经文的这句经文的意思。
We have to read it carefully.
我们必须要很仔细的来读。
We have to digest the word.
我们要能够消化明白神的话的真意。
Now you see the word commit.
那你看到这个字交托。
It means to roll upon all independence.
那交托的意思就是说完完全全的来信靠依靠神。
In other words,
换一句话说
it means an unconditional trust in God.
换一句话说就是要无条件的信赖神。
How are you doing with that?
你是怎样做的呢？
Does anyone here have an unconditional trust in God?
在我们中间在座的有没有人是完全的无条件的信赖神呢？
I'm sure we have the earnest desire to do it.
我相信我肯定的说我们都有这样的一个心愿，就是我们要这样做。
And that's most important.
这是很重要的，最重要的。
Of course, we don't do it perfectly.
当然我们并不是做得完全的。
But it is that unconditional trust.
那就是无条件的信赖。
Now, sometimes in life, we need advice.
有的时候在我们的生活中，我们需要有指导。
We need guidance.
我们要有指引。
For instance, if I have a legal matter,
举例来说，如果我有一些的事是牵涉到法律上面的
，I may pay a solicitor.
那我也许我就要请一个律师
，a lot of money to give me advice
啊，我要付他很多的钱，让他给我一个给我一个指导。
And sometimes he'll go to a senior counsel of like a barrister to give him. I have to pay much more money to get the advice.
也许有的时候我要去找一个比一般的普通的律师更高的那个律师。
But really, the advice is optional, isn't it?
但是这个你需不需要这个律师的指导，这是由你自己来选择的。
Because I paid so much, I'm very apt to take the advice.
因为我付了很多的钱，所以我对律师给我的这个指导，我就听得非常仔细，我会照着他去做。
But we still don't have to do it.
当然，但是尽管如此，我们并不是一定要这样做的。
It's optional. It's up to us.
这个是一个我们自己的选择，取决于我们自己。
But that's not the case with God.
但是对神的事并不是这样的。
It's not optional.
这个不是可有可无的。
We have to unconditionally come to trust His advice.
我们必须要无条件的来信赖神所给我们的这个指引。
And I think it was John Newton. We have to pay also a price.
我想
是 God's guidance.
是约翰牛顿他是这样说的，我们是要好像我们也要付一个的代价来接受神的指引。
Here is what John Newton says.
这个就是约翰牛顿这样说的。
Lord, have your way in my life.
主求你来支配我的一生和使我遵行。
Do what you will.
无论你所愿意的是什么。
When you will.
无论你所愿意的是何时
，and how you will，
无论你所愿意的会怎样
，are you ready to do that？
你有没有准备好来这样做呢
？What a very good motto for 2018！
这是对我们来说是一个很好的，好像一个座右铭，在2018年。
It would be wonderful if you could start 2018 like that。
如果你能够在新的一年开始的时候以这个为开始的话，是一件很好的事。
Lord, here's my life.
主啊，这是我的一生。
Do what you will.
不管你怎样要做。
Do when you will.
也不管你何时要做。
And do how you will.
也不管你怎样的来定我的一生。
You see, there has to be that complete trust.
你看到吗？这必须有一个完全无条件的信赖。
And the price of this advice is the greatest.
那这个的要得到这个指引的这个代价是很大的。
Because you have to give all.
因为你要把所有的一切都放在神的手中。
Unconditional trust.
无条件的信赖。
No matter what happens in life.
不管你的生活中发生，不管你的一生发生什么事。
No matter what the difficult troubles and even the things that seem opposite to me.
也不管你在你的一生中会遇到怎样的事，好像有的时候甚至一些的事是常常敌对你的。
Yet I unconditionally roll.Trust everything.
但是你仍然是无条件的信赖神。
So that's where we have to come to.
这个就是我们要做的那个方向和目标。
So there's a very good way to begin 2018.
这个就是在我们新的一年开始的一个很好的开始。
Are you ready to trust the Lord for the rest?For this 2018 in front of us?
你有没有准备好在前面的2018年把你的一生完全的交给神？
Yes, so when we do that, we should use the means of grace.
那当我们这样做的时候，我们必须要有这个方法，那就是恩典。
That's why we gather like this for fellowship.
这就是为什么我们这样聚在一起，我们彼此的交通。
To strengthen our hearts.
来坚固我们的信心。
To unconditionally trust Him.
让我们能够无条件的信赖神。
We read the Word of God on a daily basis.
我们每一天读神的话。
We confess our sins to the Lord and come to Him.
我们在神的面前认我们自己的罪，来到神的面前。
We worship and adore and love Him.
我们来敬拜，我们来爱他。
See, these are the means of grace.
这个就是恩典的这个方法。
If we don't use those means,We will never trust him.
我们如果不用这些方法的话，我们就不会来信赖他。
And so also, we find that in the trust, we may sometimes question why does God allow?
就是在我们这个信赖的过程中，有的时候我们也许会问，为什么神要这样做？
You know, we spoke of Joseph.
我们刚才说到约瑟。
You know, Joseph.Had a dream and he saw that the sun and the moon, 12 stars, were all bowing down to him. 11 stars.
约瑟他做过这样的一个梦，就是好像星星和月亮，月亮和太阳，还有十二颗星都向他跪拜。
And he ended up in a pit where his brothers put him.
但是他却在被他的兄弟们丢到一个坑里面。
And then he ended up in a prison.
然后他又被放到监里面，监狱里头。
I guess he must have been wondering.
我想他一定在那个时候，他一定在那里想
：Is God going to fulfill His word？
神会来成就他的旨意吗
？Why is all this happening to me？
为什么这些事情发生在我的身上呢
？Why am I going through all this suffering？
为什么我要经历这些的？我要受这些的苦呢
？I think we do know the answer honestly。
我想我们都知道这个答案
，because it's through those times that God。Teaches us who we are.
就是在经历这些的难处的过程中，神要来教导我们，让我们知道，让我们看到我们是谁。
You know, you never learn about your sins, your failures because people tell you.
你知道吗？你不会因着别人告诉你你的罪或者你的这个失败而从中学到什么东西。
Even you never learn about the love of God.
你也许就不会完全的明白神的爱。
Some people, you tell them of God's love, you tell them what Lord Jesus has done for them.
有的人你居然告诉他神的爱，你也告诉他主在为他做所付出的代价。
And 10 years, 20 years later, has no effect.
十年、二十年之后，他仍然还是那个样子，没有果效。
And some people, they come along to church Sunday by Sunday.
有的人每一个礼拜天都来到教会。
Never.Know about the love of Christ.
但是从来都不明白神的爱，基督的爱。
Because their lives would have changed if they'd have understood His love.
因为他们如果明白这个爱的话呢，他们的生活就会改变，生命就会改变了。
That's why we never learn about our failures, our sins by people telling us.
这就是为什么我们不能够因着别不会因着别人告诉我们我们的失败我们的罪而学到任何的东西。
We only learn by being shown.
我们、yeah. 我们能够学的就是当我们的罪和我们的失败被显露出来放在我们面前的时候我们就会从中学到。
That's why God takes us through those sorrowful or sad experiences in life.
这个就是为什么神要让我们经历在我们生活中这一些难处这一些的困难。
Because we learn our own character.
因为在这些的难处当中在这些的过程中我们看到认识我们自己。
We learn about the bitterness that's in our heart.
我们就会看到在我们心中的苦毒。
We learn about the anger that rises there.
我们就会看到在这些的罪的面前我们就会看到我们心中的愤怒有多大
And we always blame others.
我们会看到我们常常会责怪别人
But in those trials, we see our own sins.
但是在这些的试炼中我们看到我们自己的罪
And then we discover the love of Christ.
然后我们就发现明白神的爱
Now, in this next proverb, which is Proverbs 11,
而在下一下一节的那个箴言第十一章第三节
It says these words The integrity of the upright guides them
那就是说到正直人的纯正必引导自己
But the crookedness of the treacherous destroy them
奸诈人的怪癖必毁灭自己
So now we understand how we get guidance
现在我们就明白我们怎么样才能够得到这个指引。
Because it says the integrity of the upright.
就是说到这个正直人的纯正。
The integrity means pure, genuine motives.
那这个纯正的意思就是说是完全的那个清洁的。
So this is how God gets us to make good plans.
这个就是神让我们能够怎样的来做一个好的计划
Because he does a work in our heart
因为他在我们心中动工
And we see the Lord Jesus
我们就看到主耶稣
We see his love for us
我们看到他对向着我们的爱
It begins to mold and shape our life like his
这也让我们能够来被磨成他自己的形象
So then when we make decisionsThere are much more smart decisions we make.
所以当我们这样在这样的光景中来做决定的时候，我们的决定就会是有智慧的、聪明的决定。
Because our character is refined into that image of Christ.
因为我们的这个人被磨成神的这个形象。
Now, I was engaged to be married.
那我曾经订婚要准备结婚了
And then I got converted, I got saved.
然后我就得救了，蒙恩得救了
But I still wanted to marry this girl.
但是我仍然要跟那个女士结婚
And that was my plan.
这是我的计划
And you see, when we're newly saved,
你看到吗？当我们刚刚得救的时候
we plan.In accordance with a lot of our own wisdom.
那我们就是用很多自己的智慧来做决做计划。
I suppose if I looked at it in percentage, my understanding of the Lord was only about 10%.
我想如果在那个时候我对主的认识可能只有10%。
So I made this plan that I should get married.
所以我就做了这个计划，我要结婚。
But it wasn't God's plan.
但是这不是神的计划。
So I didn't marry.
所以我那时候并没有结婚。
Through many, many, many circumstances and things that happened, it all parted.
借着各样许多的事情的发生，这个婚姻呢就停止了。
And so if I stand here today and I look back and I say, oh yeah, that was a good decision not to.
所以今天当我站在这里的时候，我重新来回顾这件事的时候，我就说 那个时候实在是不应该结婚，这不是一个好的计划。But
you see, as we develop our spiritual life, then we can make more correct and smarter decisions.
看到吗？所以当我们属灵的生命啊不断增长的时候，我们就能够做一些更加有智慧的决定。
That's why it speaks of the integrity, the genuine and pure motive.
那这里就是说到这个政治和纯正的这个动机。
So we will make good choices then.
好，叫我们能够做一个好的决定，好的计划。
One of the great things is then love the Lord.
那其中的一件呢，最好的就是爱主。
Unconditionally surrender to Him.
那就是无条件的降服于他。
And He will be the one who will give you smart and wise decisions.
这样的话呢，主就会指引你做一个聪明的、蛮有智慧的决定。
Remember, we make or break our life on decisions.
记得吗？我们的决定是会影响我们的一生的。All right,
let's recap now.
所以我们重新来回顾一下。And
just say unconditional, continual trust in your Lord.
那就是要一直不断的、无条件的来信赖神。Live
a life saturated in Christ and His Word.
就是一生要活在基督和他的话语的丰富里头。And
then we're reminded that guidance is something that God does rather than gives.
那就是指引是神所做的，而并不是神所给的。He
uses both. I mean, He gives guidance too.
他确实给我们指引。But
it's something He's doing in your life.
但是呢，这个指引是在他在你身上的工作。And
many times you can't recognize it.
很多的时候你不能够清楚的体验到好像神的这个指引。That's
why it must be an unconditional trust.
这就是为什么我们说要无条件的信赖他。Now
what we'll do is we come to the conclusion now. The guidance of God purchases for us.
那接下来我们要看的就是神为我们付出了指引的代价。
You remember Israel?
记得以色列吗?
They came out of Egypt.
以色列人他们出了埃及。
And God gave them a cloud by day, pillar of fire by night.
神在白天用那个云柱，夜间用那个火柱引导他们。
And then He showed them how to build a house of God for God Himself.
然后神又给他们看他们应当怎样来建神的殿。
And that's where God's presence dwelt.
那这个就是那个时候是神住在以色列人的中间。And
when the cloud moved, they moved.
所以当这个云柱移动的时候，往前去的时候，他们就跟着去。And
it was the presence of God that guided them.
是神的那个同在来引导他们的。And
it was over that box called an ark.
那是在就是在那个约柜的上面。And
though Israel were very rebellious,
虽然以色列人是非常顽梗的,
and so, yet the Lord still continually and kept guiding them.
虽然他们是顽梗，他们也悖逆，但是神的指引一直不断的在他们的身上.
And it showed that the Lord's presence only dwelt there because once a year blood had been sprinkled on the what was called the top of the ark, the mercy seat.
那就是一年有一次，这个有这个血在那个约柜的上面，洒在约柜的上面。
So they realized that it was only because of the sacrifice that they were able to be led by God.
这个就是提醒以色列人，完全是借着这个牺牲，神来引导他们。So
what we come to is this. I do not 100% unconditionally, continually trust the Lord.
我说要说的就是我们可能不会完全100%的无条件的来信赖神。
Do you?
你是100%无条件的信赖神吗?
No mistakes.
完全都没有错。
Sometimes I get ashamed.
很多的时候我自己会羞愧。
I have to say, Lord, oh, thank you for working, but I really didn't believe you'd do it.
我有的时候会祷告说，主啊，我感谢你这样的工作，我其实真的不相信你会这样做。
Though we have many, many, many faults.
我们有很多很多的过失。
Yet the Lord is faithful to guide us.
但是神是信实的，他仍然在引导我们。
Now why is that?
为什么是这样呢？
It's the same reason.
是为了同一个原因。
Look, I'll give you a verse, and this is taken from John chapter 16, verse 7. I just use a portion of it.
我们来看这个约翰福音。
The Lord Jesus said,
第十六章
in verse 7, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
约翰福音第十六章第七节，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
See, the Lord Jesus was saying, I have to go away.
看见吗？主耶稣说，我必须要去。
This is John 16. You know where the Lord Jesus was going?
你这是在约翰福音第十六章，你知道耶稣要去哪里吗？
He was going to the cross.
他要去十字架。
He was going there to bear in his body my sin.
他要在那里，在他的身上担当我们的罪。
He was going to pay that awful great debt of mine.
他在那里要为我付那一个极大的那个代价。
And he said, if I don't do it, the helper will never come.
他说如果我不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。
But then in that 13th verse of the same chapter of John, he said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth.
在同一章的第十三节那里说到，只等真理的圣灵来了，他就引导你们明白一切的真理。
So we see, to guide us, it was a great cost.
看到吗？要引导我们是有一个大的代价的。
To know His continual guidance.
要知道他一直不断在引导我们。
Yeah, 2018 will be my 49th year in the Lord.
2018年会是我们的弟兄印，他信主48年了。
So I can say, for 49 years, God has guided me.
所以他能够说，在这个过去的48年、49年里面，神一直引导我。
Remember, He'll give you the grace.
你知道，记得他要给你恩典。
But what was the cost of this guidance?
但是这个指引的代价是什么呢？
He had to pay that great debt of sin.
他就是要为我付这个极大的罪的代价。
And he, though he through his life was guided by the continual fellowship with the Father.
虽然他借着这个的引导，他一直不断的与父神有交通。
Yet there had to come a time when that fellowship was severed.
但是到了一个的时候，他与父的这个交通就要被切断了。
Why on the cross the Lord Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在十字架上，主耶稣说，我的父，神啊，神啊，为什么离弃我？
It looked like he lost all.
好像他失去了一切。
But that's where he gained everything.
这就是在那个时候他得走一切。
And we are the gainers.
我们是从他那里得到的。
So remember always.
所以常常的这样记得。
To fall down and worship your Lord.
你要跪下来来敬拜你的神。
And confess your little love for him.
你要在神的面前向他摆上那你那一点点的爱。
Just look how many years he's guided you.
你看看他在你的一生中有多少年他这样的来引导你。
The Apostle Paul could say, the Lord separated me from my mother's womb and then called me by his grace.
所以这个使徒保罗说，在我母腹中的时候，神就这样来呼召了我。
So he saw the hand of God upon him from the womb until the tomb.
所以他在这个他能够看到，甚至在他从他的在母腹中的那时候，知道他死的时候，神一直不断的引导。
But wasn't cheap.
这个并不是廉价的。
It took our Lord Jesus the great agonies of the cross.
这个是我们的主在十字架上受了那一个极大的痛苦。
So then let us then set our hearts.
所以让我们来在我们的心中来这样的来定义。
I have a new year in front of me.
我有在前面有一个新的一年在我的面前。
And Lord, I am going to trust you throughout this year.
主啊，我们要向主说，主啊，我们要在新的一年中来信靠你。
And believe that you will guide me.
相信主要在你的身上来引导你。
So just remember, we close now.
我们现在要结束。
That we're 100% free to plan And our plans are 100% God determined.
那就是我们可以把有百分之一百的自由来计划，但我们的计划是百分之一百由神来决定的。
And God's guidance is something that God does rather than give.
那就是神的指引不是赐给人的，而是他所做的。
And Christ's perfect sacrifice assures us of His love and guidance.
就是神的爱和引导。能得到的保证是因着基督完成的那个献祭。
Shall we pray?
让我们低头祷告。
Our loving, gracious, and eternal God.
爱我们的神，永远的父。
We just thank you for the opportunity to stop for a few moments.
我们感谢你给我们这个时间，让我们能够来思想。
We can reflect upon the year gone by.
我们能够来回想所过去的一年。
And we can project.To the year in front of us.
我们也能够来看放在我们前面的新的一年。
And we know that you are a faithful God.
我们知道你是信实的神。
And that you will guide us.
你会引导我们。
We give you thanks.
我们为此向你献上感谢。
For this time together.
我们也感谢你给我们这一点的时间。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Thank you.
谢谢。